Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning. I'm Sarabjit Kaur. The headlines. Lok Sabha to resume discussion on three bills to provide reservation to women in lower house and state assemblies. Nominated member Harivansh Narayan Singh set to be elected Rajya Sabha deputy chairman for third term today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and French President Emmanuel Macron discuss West Asia conflict, agree on need to restore freedom of navigation in Strait of Hormuz. 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon comes into force. US President Donald Trump says Iran has agreed to hand over its enriched uranium and the two countries are close to a peace deal. And in IPL cricket, Punjab Kings beat Mumbai Indians by 7 wickets in Mumbai. And now the news in detail. The Lok Sabha will today resume discussion on the three bills, namely the Constitution 131st Amendment Bill 2026, the Delimitation Bill 2026 and the Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill 2026 for consideration and passing. The three legislations are intended to increase the participation of women in the Lok Sabha and the assemblies of states and union territories. The Constitution 106th Amendment Act 2023, popularly known as Nari Shakti Vandhan Adhiniyam, provided for the reservation of nearly one-third of seats for women in the Lok Sabha and the legislative assemblies. The objective of the Nari Shakti Vandhan Adhiniyam was to ensure greater participation of women in the democratic polity. These three bills have been brought to facilitate the delimitation of territorial constituencies and operationalize the provisions providing for the reservation of one-third of seats for women in the Lok Sabha and legislative assemblies. The Constitution 131st Amendment Bill 2026, which was introduced by Law Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal in the lower house yesterday, is intended to increase the number of seats in the Lok Sabha from 543 to 850. Out of 850 seats, 815 members will be elected from the states and 35 members from the Union Territories. The objective of the bill is to implement one-third reservation for women in the Lok Sabha as well as the assemblies of states and union territories. Nari Shakti Vandhan Adhiniyam, which was passed in 2023, provided that one-third reservation for women will come into effect after the delimitation exercise based on the first census after the commencement of the Act. The Constitution 131st Amendment Bill 2026 states that the next census and the consequential delimitation exercise will take considerable time, thus restricting effective and dedicated participation of women in the democratic polity. The objective of the bill is to operationalize one-third reservation for women through delimitation exercise based on the latest published census. The Delimitation Bill 2026, introduced by Law Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal in the Lok Sabha yesterday, provides for the constitution of the Delimitation Commission to undertake the exercise of delimitation, facilitating the reservation of seats for women in the Lok Sabha and the legislative assemblies. Union Home Minister Amit Shah introduced the Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill 2026 in the Lok Sabha yesterday. In his remarks during the discussion on these three bills in the Lok Sabha yesterday, Prime Minister Narendra Modi emphasized that 50% of the country's population should be made a part of the decision-making process. The Prime Minister appealed to the opposition parties not to give this historic legislation a political colour, as it will be beneficial for all and for the democracy of the country.
पिछले 25-30 साल में लाखों बहनें ग्रासरूट लेवल पर लीडर बन चुकी हैं अब उनके अंदर सिर्फ यहाँ 33% का नहीं वहाँ भी वो आपके फैसलों को प्रभावित करने वाली है और इसलिए जो आज विरोध करेंगे उसको लंबे समय तक कीमत चुकानी पड़ेगी और इसलिए राजनीतिक समझदारी भी इसी में है कि हम ग्रासरूट लेवल पर महिलाओं की जो पॉलिटिकल लीडरशिप खड़ी हुई है उसको आपने अब कंसीडर करना पड़ेगा।
Mr. Modi asserted that no injustice will be done to any state while implementing this law.
हम टुकड़ों में न सोच सकते हैं न टुकड़ों में हम निर्णय कर सकते हैं और इसलिए निराधार रूप जिसमें कोई सच्चाई नहीं सिर्फ राजनीतिक लाभ लेने के लिए जो बवंडर खड़ा किया जा रहा मैं बड़ी जिम्मेवारी के साथ इस सदन में इस पवित्र जगह से कहना चाहता हूँ चाहे दक्षिण हो उत्तर हो पूर्व हो पश्चिम हो छोटे राज्य हो बड़े राज्य हो किसी के साथ भी भेदभाव नहीं करेगी ये निर्णय प्रक्रिया किसी के साथ अन्याय नहीं करेगी.
In a brief intervention during the discussion on these legislations, Union Home Minister Amit Shah rejected the apprehensions of the opposition regarding reduction in number of Lok Sabha seats in southern states after delimitation exercise.
Dakshin ka jo pura narrative banaya jata hai.
If we look at the entire narrative built around the south, currently out of 543 seats, about 129 MP seat in parliament from the southern states, which is approximately 23.86% representation. After a 50% increase, instead of 129, around 195 MPs will be here. And their share will increase to 23.97%. So, the representation of South is not decreasing. It is actually increasing.
Participating in the debate, Congress MP Priyanka Gandhi Vadra said that the provision of women reservation in panchayats and municipalities was first introduced by the Congress government.
The provision of women reservation in panchayats and municipalities was first introduced by the Congress government under the leadership of former Prime Minister Rajiv Gandhi. Why the government cannot roll out the reservation for women immediately with the current Lok Sabha strength of 543 without increasing the number of seats? The government wants to take away the rights of OBCs by not conducting the caste census and sticking to 2011 census figures.
जो 2011 की जनगणना को आधार बनाकर ये कार्य करेगा.
In the Rajya Sabha, election for the post of deputy chairman is scheduled in the house today. Union Minister JP Nadda will move the motion that the nominated member Harivansh be chosen as the deputy chairman of the Rajya Sabha. The motion will be seconded by BJP MP S. Fangon Konyak. Chief Electoral Officer of West Bengal, Manoj Kumar Agarwal, has assured that there will be no complications in implementing the Supreme Court's recent directive on voter list registration. He explained that the entire process will be carried out online, giving citizens the opportunity to add their names to the voter list right up until the final moment. In our series of Constituency Profile, today we take a look at Madurai Central Assembly seat in Tamil Nadu. Madurai, which is also called the Athens of the state, has many temples. The famous Meenakshi Amman Temple is a well-known spiritual tourist destination. It is also a home ground for many politicians and popular faces in the film industry. We have details from our correspondent.
Madurai Central has 1,96,856 voters. The key contestant is PTR Palaniwel Thyagarajan. The opponent is popular film director Sundar C. He is the husband of actress and BJP leader Kushbu. Present incumbent PTR Palaniwel Thyagarajan was elected from this constituency twice and he is seeking re-election for the third time from here. In this constituency, DMK has won 6 times, Congress 4 times, TMC twice and DMDK once. PTR Palaniwel Thyagarajan is a highly learned person having master's and PhD at University of Buffalo, United States. Sundar C is an actor, director and playback singer and has directed over 37 films in Tamil film industry. Joy, Akashvani, Chennai.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to the Morning News. Prime Minister Narendra Modi received a phone call from French President Emmanuel Macron yesterday. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that during their conversation, they discussed the West Asia situation and agreed on the need to urgently restore safety and freedom of navigation in the Strait of Hormuz. He added that they also reaffirmed to continue close cooperation to advance peace and stability in the region and beyond. U.S. President Donald Trump has claimed that Iran has agreed to hand over its enriched uranium that could be used to build nuclear weapons. He told reporters at the White House that both countries are close to a peace deal. Trump said that the U.S. and Iran are going through a very successful negotiation and there is a very good chance they are going to make a deal. He said that if the deal happens, there will be free oil, an open Strait of Hormuz, and everything will be nice. Celebrations broke out across Beirut as a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon came into force, with fireworks and celebratory gunfire lighting up the night sky. The ceasefire, which began last night, has temporarily halted hostilities and is aimed at creating space for diplomatic engagement. U.S. State Department said the truce is intended to enable good faith negotiations towards a permanent security and peace agreement between Israel and Lebanon. U.S. President Donald Trump had announced the ceasefire. The announcement followed what he described as excellent conversations with Lebanese President Joseph Wan and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. President Trump has also invited both leaders to the White House for the first meaningful talks between the two countries since 1983. Details on this from our correspondent.
The 10-day window is being framed as a confidence-building measure. Trump has directed Vice President J.D. Vance, Secretary of State Marco Rubio and Chairman of the Joint Chief of Staff to work with both sides towards a lasting peace. Lebanon is also seeking the withdrawal of Israeli forces, the release of Lebanese prisoners held in Israel, and the return of displaced civilians as part of any broader settlement. Hezbollah, the Iran-backed armed group at the center of this conflict, has been entirely excluded from the negotiations, and its position is on of outright rejection. Critically, Netanyahu has made clear that Israel will not withdraw from southern Lebanon, which remains a core demand of Hezbollah, and the group must be fully dismantled. That position represents a fundamental contradiction at the heart of any deal. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashvani News from Dubai.
In IPL cricket, Punjab Kings defeated Mumbai Indians by 7 wickets in a league match at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai last night. Chasing 196 for victory, Punjab Kings overhauled the target with 7 wickets in hand and 21 balls to spare. And now for a look at today's newspapers. It's over to Shagun Chopra.
Thank you, Sarabjit. Almost all newspapers today open with details of proceedings in the Lok Sabha. The Indian Express leads with Lok Sabha debates, bills on women quota, delimitation, house strength increase, pass the bill or women of India won't forgive, PM to Parliament. Lok Sabha expansion will be fair, says government. Opposition won't sit in writing is the opening headline in the Hindustan Times. The Hindu takes note, Trump announces ceasefire between Lebanon and Israel. Calling it the collateral damage, the Financial Express mentions war inflicts input cost pain on India, Inc. In a bid to double bilateral trade in the next 5 years, India-New Zealand FTA to be signed on April 27, writes the Asian Age. Addressing the unique risks posed by autonomous AI agents, legal checkpoints for AI agents now mission critical, says experts, states the Economic Times. The Hindustan Times on its editorial page under the caption, Weaponizing Energy Supplies takes note of U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent's statement that the U.S. will not extend the temporary sanctions waiver, given that Donald Trump has announced a blockade of the Strait of Hormuz even as Iran continues to export oil. The signaling aspect of the announcement cannot be ruled out. And finally, riding on macroeconomic stability and robust domestic demand, IMF chief says India growing 2 times higher than average global growth is a front page lead in the Statesman. And with that, it's back to you, Sarabjit.
Thank you, Shagun. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Lok Sabha to resume discussion on 3 bills to provide reservation to women in lower house and state assemblies. Nominated member Harivansh Narayan Singh set to be elected Rajya Sabha Deputy Chairman for 3rd term today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and French President Emmanuel Macron discuss West Asia conflict, agree on need to restore freedom of navigation in Strait of Hormuz. 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon comes into force. U.S. President Donald Trump says Iran has agreed to hand over its enriched uranium and the two countries are close to a peace deal. And in IPL cricket, Punjab Kings beat Mumbai Indians by 7 wickets in Mumbai. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.